The white people wanted something. And that's why we didn't become humans for so long. That's what I believe. Is that as long as we stayed savages, then it would be okay to do the things that were happening. And so the things like Fort Snelling was less about humanity, but or managing something savage. So from that point of view, that's how we were looked at, to soothe the moral dilemmas that something like that brings for another group of people. They really didn't want to do anything bad to a human being, so they kept us somewhat less than that. And so that hurt them as well as us. The Dakota, and this is, you know, I told the group of people this. Augustana, where is that? St. Peter? One of those colleges, anyway. They asked me one time, what was the most significant impact of the treaties had on the Dakota? And that's one of them, is Fort Snelling, but not for the reason that you think. And this is goes back into Dakota life. Every time a treaty was signed, the Dakota would do it through their pipe, their sacred pipe. Someplace in that treaty-making process, that pipe was there for the Dakota. And the Dakota believe that when you use this sacred pipe, everything is going to be as it has said, because that's what is required by the Creator through those sacred things. Dakotas endeavored to keep their words because they did it through that pipe. Unfortunately, the other people didn't believe in the pipe, and so they could easily break their word and do something different. All the way from the battles to Fort Snelling, part of the Dakota were still trying to keep their word because of that pipe. So the atrocity is not so much singly the suffering. It so much shook the basis of Dakota prayer that they would say, but we did this in a manner that was good. Why is this happening to us? We prayed before we did it. We smoked the pipe when we were done. Why are these things happening? So it not only hurt the other people because they're shaping a group of people into something that would suit them and kind of relieve their moral dilemma, but also shook the faith of a whole group of people because their prayers came to such a bad end.